This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's up?
Some fact congressman now trying to unseat a Democratic senator just sailed to victory in the Pennsylvania primaries. And if Lou Barletta is able to score a Republican win in this key swing state, what else does that mean for November? Here now to debate that is Republican strategist Ned Ryan and Democratic strategist Richard Goodstein. Guys, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Let's take a look at the numbers here real quick. Lou Barletta cleaned house. Yesterday, look at that, 63-36%. It was not even close. Ned, I want to start with you. This is going to still at this point be a tough seat to pick up, even though Barletta is so popular with the Republicans.
Yeah, no, I think we're all very realistic. First of all, I'm grateful that Lou Barletta won last night. He's a very legitimate candidate. He'll be a strong candidate in the fall. Pennsylvania is going to be a very tough pickup, Rob, for GOP in the Senate. I think you've got to look to West Virginia, Wisconsin, Missouri, Montana for better pickup opportunities for Republicans. Yeah. That all to say, if Lou runs a great race, he makes the Democrats play defense in Pennsylvania. You know, you never say never. I mean, the fact that Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016 is also a sign you just never say never. Things are possible. But I think Republicans have to be much more focused on picking up West Virginia with Patrick Morrisey, you know, Josh Hawley in Missouri. I think Rosendale will take out Tester in Montana, and I like Kevin Nicholson in Wisconsin. So I'm very realistic. Long shot in Pennsylvania, much better opportunities elsewhere.
Okay, Richard, over to you. You're from Pennsylvania. This is your territory. It is going to be a tough pickup. Barletta, though, is in a state that the president did win, albeit it was tight, but the president did win Pennsylvania, and he's still very popular there in a lot of corners.
Well, actually, he's not all that popular, Rob. The last poll had his favorability at 39 and 55 opposed. So I think what you're seeing in Pennsylvania, you're seeing a lot of states. You saw it in Virginia in their governor's race. You saw it in that Roy Moore race in Alabama, is that women, especially suburban women, are desperate for a do-over. Democrats last night nominated several women to run for congressional seats in Pennsylvania, moderates. They beat Bernie Sanders-backed people on one hand and people who were sympathetic to Donald Trump on the other. And up and down the ballot and throughout the state in Pennsylvania, you've got very feisty former veteran, high-powered lawyers, former state representatives who are running for the House of Representatives in seats that are very winnable. Again, Democrats only need to pick up 23, and these are seats that these women have captured the nomination in districts that Hillary Clinton won. So, yes, Donald Trump won by a hair, less than a point in Pennsylvania, but he's just not very popular there now.
Yeah. Okay, so look to some of these other states. Look to the Manchin seat, maybe the Donnelly seat in Indiana as places to pick up. All right, let's go to a second topic here, and let's talk about the pending blue wave that has been all the talk as we head into November. You've got a lot of people on the left that are very anti-Trump, but the messaging from the Democrats, Ned, has been lacking in a lot of ways. People don't like things that are just inherently negative. I hate Trump is not something that people go out and vote for. What do you think we're going to see here come November?
Well, there's a couple of things, and I'm enjoying watching this take place on the Democrat side. They're realizing they're going to have to actually run on something in 2018. And right now their message is, with Nancy Pelosi, yes, we'll raise your taxes. There's a discussion about impeachment. There's a real drive in some parts of the Democrat caucus for impeachment if they take the majority back. We'll ban your guns. And so when you start to look at the issues that Democrats are wanting to run on, those aren't winning issues for the American people, Rob. And you look at the congressional generic poll, Democrats are up by double digits coming into this year, and you see one with Reuters just a few days ago, they were only up by one.
Here's
the CNN generic poll only shows them up by three. This is not looking like a massive blue wave. It's looking more like a blue trickle. So, but it's all going to come down to the quality of candidates in each of these districts. How well do they run? Do they do the right things in putting together a good campaign and the right message? But I'm seeing Democrats pick up some seats but not taking back the House this fall.
Well, it is about the message, isn't it? And with a lack of one, boy, this blue wave seems to be more hype than substance, huh? What do you think? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. Derek Green next from Project 21.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It requires all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. Patriots that still believe in the U.S. Constitution, that haven't been sold out and influenced to an incredible degree on socialism. The free enterprise system works. We've got a great interview coming up with Ken Langone. What a great story. You know, the co-founder of Home Depot and what he was able to create in his book, I Love Capitalism. Wow. It will encourage those of us who believe in the free enterprise system that enjoy liberty and see this as the best form of government, next to the government that God offered to Israel many, many years ago. Before we get too much into that, though, I want to bring on Derek Green. He is a member of the Black Leadership Group, Project 21. And Derek, as a theologian yourself and a pursuer and one of God's Word, I imagine you look at what's going on in Jerusalem today and in Israel. You know, as an answer to prayer, I mean, we're told to pray for the peace of Israel. And what is happening here 70 years later is quite the celebration, is it not?
It certainly is. And that's you said it perfectly, you know, praying for the peace of Israel and the wisdom and guidance of our leaders, particularly, and, you know, praying for those others in the world. I mean, obviously, we can't push anything quicker to happen, make it happen on our time. It all happens in God's time, but it's very interesting to see it unfold in real time and to know that this is foreordained.
Exactly. Well, God's promises remain yes and amen. And here it is, another promise, reminded of another promise. And, of course, we're told repeatedly in his word to remember. I think in the Old Testament alone, there's like 250 references plus of remembering. And maybe the reason we need to is because we're so quick to forget.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. And so not only remembering, but also, again, it's praying for wisdom. And partially that we don't forget, so we have to remember less because we have these things in the forefront of our mind and we're able to communicate them to others who may have forgotten. And so I think it's not remembering or not forgetting, excuse me, but doing the due diligence not to forget.
Well, even Ronald Reagan said we're only one generation away from losing this great American experiment. And I got to think that we came very, very close here. Especially in light of the reveal that is being demonstrated regarding our government, the shadow government that has been taking place, a lot of antithetical forces to keep us more apart than to bring us together as the United States of America, Derek.
That's one, That's exactly right. And that's, again, I think that points to why praying and, you know, engaging in spiritual disciplines are so important, because you never know what could happen. And the beauty of what we see unfolding now is that, you know, the person who has been elected president wasn't a lot of people's first choices. They had a lot of complaints regarding his leadership style, his character. But I'm always reminded that, you know, the Lord uses what we consider the foolish things of the world to advance his purposes. And so it may be foolish to those who set themselves up as wise, but we look at what God is able to accomplish throughout human history with imperfect people, and we kind of have to sit back and marvel at that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I figure if he can make a donkey talk, why can't he? Why can't his hand be upon a gazillionaire out of Manhattan to maybe give this country another chance to return to its founding principles?
That's exactly right. And again, it goes right on back to, we've had people who have promoted themselves and have anointed themselves as wise, but they didn't accomplish a fraction of what this man has been able to accomplish in you know, such a short period of time. So I agree with you 100%.
Well, Derek, I want to talk to you about Project 21's blueprint for a better deal for Black America. You know, this is, it may be just for a time such as this, because as there are divides that exist in every aspect of our lives and people groups, certainly you have Black America that is probably, in one hand, you know, ready to make the unification move to say, look at, you know, like Martin Luther King had to say, it's about equality. It's not about trying to get your unfair share. It's just about, hey, giving everybody a free shot, a fair shot at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is it not?
It is. It is. And that's the beauty of it, is that, you know, our history, recent history shows that, you know, at one point in time, Blacks weren't given the opportunities to go out and be successful, both in social and economic areas. Mm-hmm. And so we fought for the opportunity to the chance to have the opportunities to succeed and fail on our own merits. And so what Project 21 is trying to do is trying to open up that even more from a government perspective, to say, listen, let us reduce the regulations and reduce the obstacles that prevent more and more Black Americans from experiencing the American dream. And so this is what we're trying to do, is to persuade the government to back up even more, to unleash even more freedom and more liberties for people to go out and do what they want, again, to succeed or fail on their own merits, but that it's not determined for them.
What you're presenting, though it's a better deal for Black America, isn't it a better deal for all of America? Because if it's good for Black America, it's going to be good for everybody, is it not?
That's true. And generally, as people have said over and again, that certain policies and the nation's character can be defined by the way it treats the citizens with the least. And unfortunately, there's still over a quarter of Black Americans that still live in poverty. Over 40% of Black children live in poverty. So even though that these policies, if implemented, would be beneficial for all Americans, they would definitely have a concentrated effect on Black Americans, because some of these people are in the most needs, particularly in Black communities in the inner cities across the country.
What can we do, Derek? I believe that you have the ears of more people than you've ever had to be able to say, look, we've already, I mean, since the war on poverty, which much of that was targeted for Black America, $22 trillion has been invested, and we've really, the return on investment has been miserable after $22 trillion. You know, what are we not getting right here?
I think that we've been judging these policies on their intent rather than what they've been able to produce. And I think that is a fundamental change that we have to make if we're going to improve on what we've already done.
Mm-hmm. And I think, to your point, we can welcome a true CEO to the Oval Office like Donald Trump, who understands return on investment. And smart guys like you, Derek, are looking at it as well and just saying, hey, look, it, we've got the money, we've got the resources, we're just not getting the return that we should be getting. You know, the people that really need it, they're not benefiting the way they should. So, as you say, a good intent, but we're just not getting the right conclusion here, and we need to work on it. Derek Green is with us. We've got
bacon
more from
lovers.
You.
We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I was blinded, you gave me eyes to see. I was going under, you reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through every hour, 8 days a week. Yeah, your love is like.
Hey, we're we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Derek Green continues. We're talking about Project 21's blueprint for a better deal for Black America. President Trump has been working hard, as you know, to fulfill his promise to help Black communities. And this blueprint, Project 21's blueprint, is a comprehensive agenda designed to reduce, discourage, and eliminate restrictions that make Black workers less attractive to prospective employers. Derek Green has authored a monthly jobs-related economic analysis for Project 21, and Derek says its purpose is to give employers greater ability to set wages to make them proportionate to applicants' experience and skill sets, would certainly help in economic deserts where people most need jobs but often lack the skills and experience necessary to be competitive. This blueprint, Derek, explain to our audience. I mean, we say it's quite comprehensive, but this is, you know, I guess the vision that is win-win, not only for our government, but for Black America to be a productive force in our economy, right?
Exactly. And what this blueprint does, it's identified 10 specific areas that includes over 50 basically budget-neutral recommendations that seeks to remove the barriers for Black Americans. And it goes from reducing Black employment to improving the relations between law enforcement officers and Black communities, improving education, strengthening faith-based families, and things of that nature. So when we say comprehensive, we're not simply narrowing it to one particular area. We're trying to cast a very broad net, but giving specific proposals in the process to say, hey, listen, these are things that can be, that don't cost money, that can be implemented to improve the outlook, the social and economic outlook for Black Americans. And I think that so far we've met with, you know, several legislators and people in the White House to show them this blueprint in hopes that some of the suggestions will be taken seriously and potentially implemented.
Well, and this is an opportunity for the labor force itself, you know, to also do a fair evaluation and say, look, we need to be a part of the solution. Yes, the unemployment rate has gone down, but there's still a discrepancy, even though for Black America it's about 6.6% overall. Our unemployment rate, which was just announced last week, 3.9%. So you've got a discrepancy there. But like anything, businesses need qualified individuals. And if you're doing the job and you're working hard, you're going to be there. So they're part of the answer just as much as some of the things the government can do, are they not?
That's right. And then that's why we want to persuade the reduction of regulation to allow them to get more involved than they already are. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is that I think that we're in a unique situation, that this particular president has showed a unique sensitivity to the Black unemployment situation, particularly when compared to the previous president. Mm-hmm. And so if he can implement some of these things, again, to make Black workers more competitive, it's going to have a direct and immediate effect on Black communities. Again, you know, when we talk about these organizations and labor unions especially, who are contributing to this Fight for 15, who want to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people on the outside say, oh, that looks good. People who are making minimum wage are going to have an increase in pay. That's great for people who are already employed and then can maintain employment after that minimum wage goes up. But for people who have low skills or no skills, $15 an hour is simply not proportional to what they bring to the table in terms of their skill set. So they price these employees, these workers, these potential workers out of the market, which increases the unemployment rate. And so, again, we have to start basing some of these policy suggestions or proposals on the effect rather than their intent. And the intent for us is to make Black workers more competitive, to further reduce the unemployment rate, but also at the same time to increase the Black labor force participation rate.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you talk about the minimum wage, that is what it's doing now. It's making less jobs at the entry level available. We've got the move of artificial intelligence, robotics coming into play. These could take over jobs as well. What about black teen unemployment? Where are we at now?
Black teen unemployment is about 29%. And again, that's still excessively high. And so
yes.
The problem when it comes to black teen unemployment is it's compounded by a number of factors. One, again, the increase in minimum wage prices these kids out of the market. So they're not going to get the necessary entry-level skills that would allow them to develop and then move up the economic ladder, which when you move up the economic ladder, you get more liberty to dictate and determine your own life. But secondly, what compounds the fact is that the education system has done such a disservice to many of these black children that they're not only undereducated, but they don't have employment opportunities. So the problem is built upon. And so if you have an undereducated, group of people who are underemployed, it's really no surprise to see these young children get into trouble.
Yes.
And when I say trouble, I mean interaction with law enforcement and that type of thing. And so, again, with our policy recommendations, we want to improve education so these kids can get the education that other children deserve. They shouldn't be underserved just because they may be poor and or black, but
right.
also to have economic opportunities. Because, again, we don't want to create what we've seen happen since the late 1960s is that our policies have created a larger and larger underclass that's dependent upon fellow taxpayers, the government, for their livelihood. And I think that is not only immoral, but I think that reduces human dignity at the same time.
Without a doubt. Yeah, this has been problematic. We've discussed it many times on the show. It's not something reserved for black America. This transcends all demographies and peoples. Where the government has come in and social engineered, a tragic attack on the dignity of humanity. I mean, at the core of who we are is our own dignity. And what drives part of that is a sense of belonging and productivity. You reduce our level of productivity and you're going to make us pretty cranky. And that's just what happened, I believe, in the previous 8 to 10 years, at least most recent history, is that you had too many people out of work. And, their enthusiasm rate, their happiness ratio all cut dramatically because they just couldn't do what it is that as human beings, we all naturally, it's like it's in our DNA to go out there and work, Derek.
That's right. That's right. It's in our DNA. biblically, we are supposed to work. And so when you take away those opportunities for people to get jobs, it's emphasized and manifest in inner cities across America. But at the same time, to your point, over the last 8 to 10 years, even probably 12 years, it's not as discussed. It wasn't as discussed as it is now, but you look at these rural communities where they're predominantly white, there's a reason why these people are on opioids. They're drowning in their pain, and that drug use and the opioid addiction also further reduces human dignity because there's nothing else to fill their lives. It's almost like they're empty people and are trying to fill that void. And so it's not the only reason, but if you're giving people opportunities to work and to aspire to be more than they are now, they're going to find less and less time to use these drugs and to compromise, human life and human dignity and the lives of their families, the lives of their communities, so on and so forth. So,
well, it's something worth celebrating, Derek Green. I got to tell you right there. Hey, if people want to know more about Projects 21 Blueprint for a better deal for Black America, where do they go?
They go to nationalcenter.org, and they will see that over the next several weeks we'll be releasing, the remaining portions of this blueprint for everyone to see and comment on.
And, of course, we appreciate the Project 21 is going to be on every week for the next several weeks as well to talk about the blueprint for a better deal for Black America. Derek, thank you so much.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez Live.
Back by the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. And we're going to talk about a topic that, well, I'll tell you, it is a hot topic, no doubt about it, especially when you look at what's going on in California, my old home state. It breaks my heart to see what's going on there. A California bill banning biblical views on sexual identity is forcing a Christian group to cancel important young adult conference there. Now, the sad thing about it is, okay, what resource are these kids going to have? How much confusion is taking place as a result of what Jerry Brown and a one-party legislature is doing to my former state? Dr. Jeff Myers joins us right now, president of Summit Ministries. In the last 20 years, Dr. Myers has become one of America's most respected authorities on youth leadership development. Focus on the Family founder James Dobson referred to him as a very gifted and inspirational young leader. Evangelist Josh McDowell called him a man who is 100% sold out to preparing the next generation to reflect the character of Christ in the culture. You tell me that you don't want this man and the organization Summit Ministries speaking into the lives of your children. Dr. Myers, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you.
Well, Jeff, this topic and what Jerry Brown and California is doing, they're really coming directly in conflict as if they haven't already. I mean, I guess Jerry Brown, a former wannabe priest in the Catholic Church, figured out that God got it wrong. That here earlier this year he decided to correct God. God said he created a man and woman. That's two genders. And he said, no, it's actually three. And I questioned him. I said, why three? I mean, your universities are saying as much as 26, some over three dozen. So what prompted you to stop at three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's there's so much confusion in California right now. I guess if I had to just draw it down to one sentence, I would say, if you're wondering what leftists would do if they got a veto-proof majority in both houses of a state legislature, then just look at what California is doing right now. What has turned to is building is setting up a set of regulations that sort of ensconce LGBT activism in the law in such a way that those who speak what we would consider to be a biblical sexual ethic would actually be committing fraud according to the consumer protection laws in the state of California. That's at the heart of what's happening right now. And of course there's gender confusion and gender dysphoria and all of those things that are a part of it, but right now, there's actually a law that's moved through the Assembly. It's will certainly pass through the California State Senate and be signed by the governor. That I think is the most egregious abridgment of free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Who's liable for this, Jeff, when down the road, because there will be empirical evidence of the damage of this bill, of this law that they're perpetrating on California citizens, who's going to be liable when they have destroyed the lives of these young people by confusing them and furthering the decline of any kind of morality?
Well, good luck in getting any politician to take responsibility for the consequences of their actions. They would rather be judged by what they intended. But we have to get beyond good intentions, obviously, in state law. If you're doing something that abridges free speech, that may, you know, you may say, well, I don't really care. That only hurts the churches, or that only hurts, you know, these Christian therapists who are kind of weird anyway. But the truth is, you think about this, essentially the state of California is saying that our current interpretation of the psychological literature at this moment in time will become ensconced in law, and you may not speak to the contrary without being brought up on criminal charges.
Exactly.
As soon as you do that, what education innovator is going to want to operate in the state? Because as soon as there's a study criticizing their innovation, and all of a sudden all the personal injury lawyers are coming after them, you know, they're not going to want to innovate. What about medical devices? What about, you know, prescription drugs? What about any kind of treatment in any area? What about scientific innovation? All of a sudden you realize, man, in the state of California, if you try anything and it doesn't work out exactly the way you had hoped, you're going to be run out on a rail, and you're going to be sued, and there are even activists standing up against you.
Exactly.
California moves from being a real source of innovation in our country to being the last place on earth that anybody would want to go to innovate on anything.
Well, Jeff, particularly when it comes to sex or anything that would come against the LGBTQ agenda, I mean, they're going to carve that out because, as you say, the threat of a lawsuit, the costs that go along with it, I mean, how are they going to do this? And the thing is the rest of California is party to this whole event because it is their taxes that are going to pay for all this.
Well, I don't think most Californians really care at this point. At least I haven't seen any resolve to stand up against a state assembly that has gone completely haywire. Hopefully Californians will stand up. We are standing with them, and we're doing everything we can behind the scenes, but I can't put my students at risk just because they haven't got their state government under control. So I'm actually buying airplane tickets for all the students I was having at our conference out there to go to our other locations across the country.
Outside of the state. Yeah,
exactly. And that's right, outside of the state. And then then all of our alumni and so forth, those who choose to be involved in our leadership, then we're all acting you know, behind the scenes in every way we can to try to help restore common sense to the state government there. But man, it's not easy. And what can you do from Colorado? If people in California can't fight for themselves or don't want to fight for themselves, there's only so much you can do. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that people are listening right now in California and say, no, we need to stand up. We need to, you know, replace those people in the state assembly with people who have common sense, who aren't going to, you know, use their little platform to try to shut everybody else up and destroy innovation innovation and make the state a miserable place for people to take risks of any kind. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I'm asking where the church is. Where's the alumni from Biola, for example? I mean, because this is what I mean. You've been doing Summit Ministries for more than 55 years. You've held conferences at your headquarters in Manitou Springs, Colorado, across the nation. Nearly a half million young Christians have been trained to become leaders in their schools, communities, churches, families, and the country. But now you've had to cancel this June 10th and June 24th sessions at Biola University near Los Angeles due to the concerns that California will forbid, and beyond forbidding, you know, put you into legal jeopardy here for what you teach naturally here. So my question again, where are the pastors? Where's the churches? Where's Biola University? Where's the alumni of Biola University and other Christian, you know, concerns?
I think those people are working behind the scenes as much as they can to put a stop to this. But, you know, listen, if you've got a veto-proof majority in the, you know, what's called a supermajority in the state house, in the assembly, and the state senate, and you've got a governor who, you know, is really image conscious with liberal causes, then you know, you've created a problem that could take years to unwind. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how much time do you spend putting out fires? How much time do you spend preparing lawsuits? How much time? You know, it's just a big mess. Mm-hmm. I don't think the people in Sacramento have any clear sense of reality at this point.
Well, hopefully there's going to be some leadership that will rise up here in the state of California in much the same way that you have with Summit Ministries, because, you know, it's not about you. It's not about Summit Ministries. It's about the kids. It's their future. And this is the way it needs to be considered. What kind of damage is going to be put upon these kids that are the effect of this unilateral law?
Well, you've asked a question that I'm very sensitive to. I've gotten some pretty withering criticism. Hey, you guys were supposed to be training people to go into battle for the truth, and now you're running away. That's the nature of a lot of the criticism. But my point is, as leaders, we all fight. We go behind the scenes. We do everything we can. But we don't put our students in the line of fire. That's
exactly
cool. Yeah. So how do we help them? How do we create an environment for them where they feel safe? They know they can trust us. They know we will speak truth to them, and that we can speak the truth without violating some kind of a state fraud law. Mm-hmm. And that we'll be able to help them learn how to live according to a biblical worldview.
Well, the discussion on this topic will continue. Dr. Jeff Myers, president of Summit Ministries. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Allstate. According to the Digital Safety Survey conducted by Allstate, nearly half, 47%, of respondents reported their personal data had been compromised online. Yet, despite this staggering number, many consumers are still surprised to learn that whenever you do something online, it leaves a trail of your personal data or a digital footprint. Katie Linendahl, Emmy Award-winning TV personality, writer, and technology expert.
95% of Americans feel protecting their personal identity information online is just as important as protecting other personal and physical assets like a home or a car. But we also discovered that one-third don't understand their digital footprint and how all their online data can contribute to a personal data breach or compromise, making it obviously very difficult for them to protect it. So Allstate wants to help consumers educate themselves on how to protect themselves and their families online against all the common data privacy problems and concerns, including social sharing, location services, and online shopping and banking.
For more information, visit HiddenWorldOfData.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Andrea Kaye time. We're talking cooler talk. Lots of buzz this morning. North Korea, where do you want to stop? What do you want to start? We can spin the wheel. Everybody's getting nervous now. You know, all these pundits, AK, have such brilliant ideas. They have no idea. They don't know Korea. I mean, even, you might as well be talking to Dennis Rodman. I think Dennis Rodman knows more about North Korea than some of these pundits who are on TV, you know, trying to act like they know so much about negotiating with the Hermit Kingdom.
Well, right. I mean, and even Dennis Rodman is much time as he spent over there. He's a little too big to be crawling around inside of Kim's head. Okay, yeah. So all these people who think that they know what's happening inside of that dude's head, they don't know. So it's all speculation. Of course, speculation that I'm about to give you, because I'm not above giving speculation too.
Well, that's partly why we have you here, because, hey, you're around the cooler talk, so you're hearing all the buzz, so you're kind of deciphering, filtering it all out and making sense, because like anything that happens around the water cooler, it runs the entire spectrum, does it not?
Well, right, and kind of what I do is I kind of linger and malinger around the water cooler so I can get inside of other people's heads.
Exactly.
And I think that, some people are panicking right now and said, oh, this is it. Oh, my gosh. See, we could never trust the North Koreans from the beginning. This was all a setup. It's not, the summit's not going to happen. And other people are like, and I'm in the camp of, at this point, I don't think anybody, including President Trump, ever gave 100% of support or trust into Kim Jong-un. I mean, this is a dance. Yeah. This is what happens with negotiations. Kim Jong-un just gave up something very precious. He gave up detainees, and there was quite the victory lap in America that went along with that. So he's got to adjust a little bit into going into these negotiations, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, to the world, it looks as though he's already just given up everything in advance.
Well, to the world, not mention just the world. How about his own people? I mean, you got to know the military people there. Not everybody is on this. They're saying, hey, we can, I'm still eating, so we're okay. We're not starving to death yet, so hang in there just a little bit longer or something. You know, we can't give this up. We've got to develop the nuclear bomb, and because we'll never be a figure without the nuclear bomb.
Well, yeah, and, you know, which then it begs the question, you know, really ultimately are they ever going to, no matter what promises are made at the summit, are they ever going to completely denuclearize, and how do we even know that that's happened? Because, you know, we haven't exactly been, not only are we not able to crawl around in that dude's head, we haven't exactly been crawling around North Korea and really understand where everything is.
Exactly.
So,
well,
you know,
I mean, the intent was there. I'm just saying is that with the punditry, we need to, you know, thwart that down a little bit. I was getting carried away. I mean, talking about, you know, giving Trump a Nobel Peace Prize, all this stuff. I mean, look at, we're not even, the game hasn't even started yet. You know, and they're already talking about, you know, end zone dances and victory parties and all that. It's like, look, we've got a ways to go here. And you've got, a young man, a leader that, oh yeah, he's got a lot of ego in this thing too. And so you've got to give them room to be able to negotiate this out. And, Kim Jong-un needs to be reminded again of what brought him to the table to begin with, and also give him, you know, cast that vision and keep that vision in front of his mind of what a unified Korean peninsula would look like, what it would look like for his people, what it could look like for his own leadership as being a positive international figure, if that's even possible.
Well, I think I think you touched on something when you talked about his military people around him. He's got to be looking right now at his vulnerability. He's got to be looking right now at, you know, have I given up too much already? Does this leave me vulnerable to take over from within? He wants assurances from the world as well as from the United States that his, you know, that there's not an attempt underway at regime change, and he's got to make sure his people around him understand, hey, I ain't giving it up. Don't you know, I'm still entrenched in my position of leadership and power here, because it's really all about power. And so it's a very tricky situation. You know, I think that the critics, the Never Trumpers and the left are, you know, are looking to blow this up themselves by saying that, you know, that, oh, see, this is never, the talks are never going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I had somebody on my show who said that Trump shouldn't sit down until there's evidence that everything related to nuclear activity has been removed from the peninsula. And I thought, well, when have I ever gone into negotiations when I was in corporate America to where I got everything I wanted before I ever even walked into the room?
Yeah, you have to be from Iran to get that.
Yes. Exactly. You have to be from Iran and dealing with Obama and John Kerry.
Exactly. Yeah. Just saying. Hey, just to switch the topic here a little bit, what's going on with this blue wave? You know, everybody, you know, the media, CNN, the Clinton News Network, talking about the blue wave, this blue wave that's coming. I don't want to be presupposing here, but what are you hearing? Is this blue wave going to happen or not? I mean, Nancy Pelosi is going to take over the gavel and raise everybody's taxes. I mean, people just cannot wait. They're lining up at the voting booths in order to have their taxes raised.
Well, still predicting the blue wave, I guess, are many of the same polling outfits that told us, you know, 5 days going into the general election that Hillary was going to win. Mm-hmm. She had like an 80% chance of winning. I mean, between you and me, I hope people still talk about this blue wave because, mm-hmm. you know, and keep talking about impeachment, keep talking about how they're going to raise taxes, because that ensures that there won't be a blue wave. Mm-hmm. You know, that just to say that that I'm sitting here, or any Republican should be sitting here ignoring history, that we've got a midterm election, we've got a majority in both houses, and that's typically a setup for a shift in power, particularly given the fact that the American people voted in an outsider because they were tired of the establishment of both parties failing to deliver. If there's going to be a blue wave, it will be because the Republicans in power right now fail to deliver. They've got 6 months left to prove that they are going to fulfill campaign promises, and not just promises made by President Trump, but themselves, a border wall, border security.
Can you imagine the phone calls to Mueller's office? Hey, buddy, you better come up with something here. And our blue wave is, it's gone from a tsunami to, something that maybe my grandson might ride. There's very little wave action that's going on, and maybe that's their hope, is that somehow Mueller's going to pull a rabbit out of his hat, and you know, because they've already tried everything else between Stormy Daniels and this wackadoo attorney that seems like he's about as bought as sold as that Fusion GPS report.
Well, he's having a he's having to make defamation threats against one of the media outlets because of what they're reporting on the truth about his sketchy background. This is a dude that had a lawsuit filed against him from that actor McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy. I mean, he's had everybody file lawsuits against him apparently for his sketchy business deals that he's done and in the past. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up about Mueller because that's exactly what the left is counting on. And really Brown is coming out and saying, you know, stop talking about Trump, start talking about an agenda because it's not working. They're trying to squeeze Manafort really hard right now to try to get some goods. They leaked some meeting transcripts from a meeting or the interrogation of Don Jr. over a meeting, and there's no there.
Exactly.
And at the point to where what I think 50-something% of the American people know that this is a partisan attack now, because after a year and a half, there's not only no blue wave going into the midterms, this Mueller investigation is about as much of a wave as a little drippy faucet. There's just no there.
Exactly. Hey, going to TV news, Roseanne continues to do well, and that has opened the door for the return of Tim Allen. I think Fox made a great move. You've got a franchise, a branded franchise, just sitting there hanging and looking for a home, and Fox goes, hey, we'll pick that up. And, you know, sometimes I held a mentor one time said sometimes you have to be thankful for your competition. And I think in this particular case, Fox is thankful for ABC for letting that franchise go, because Tim Allen is going to be welcomed back. I mean, here was the number two show. They canceled it just because they didn't agree with the politics of the show.
Yeah. I mean, it's the business we call show.
Yes.
I mean, this is how crazy the left is that they're willing to destroy their own industry and their own careers over politics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we see that with the ratings drop in terms of these award shows and ticket sales at the box office. What have been some of the biggest movies in recent times? Faith-based movies, conservative movies. They're trashing a conservative show that could make them money. Hat tip to Fox for being smart enough to recognize whatever the politics of the executives at Fox, because the TVN is not exactly the same as the news outlet. They were smart enough to realize, hey, we got a winner here. You know,
Disney's continuing to move some things here. I mean, they made the announcement last week that there's not going to be, after what, 34, 35 years of a Christian faith night at Disney, they've canceled it. You know, so what's going to happen? I mean, are Christians going to now turn away from Disney with all the stuff that they're doing right now that seems to be more of an attack on their faith-based people who have been attending Disney and have been going to their movies?
Yeah, you know, I guess Disney has decided to replace Christian night with LGBT night and rainbow ears. You know, Disney, you know, has always been a great place to take kids, but they continue to the left like that and attacks on Christians. And Christians might find another outlet for fun.
Well, yeah, exactly, because that's the way people vote, is with their money these days. And more, I mean, Christians are getting fed up with taking it on the chin. We know about turning the other cheek, but we can turn the other cheek and keep our wallets in our pockets, can't we?
Exactly, because it ain't exactly cheap for a day at Disney.
No, it ain't, that's for sure, I'm telling you. Well, we love what's happening around the water cooler, and I'm grateful that you're keeping a pulse on the scuttlebutt, as always, AK. Thank you so much for being with us. Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.